Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
Oh, I wish I could sing like Elmer. Well, if you can sing a little bit, why don't you practice? Why don't you practice? Nah. Oh, I wish I had their job. Life would be so much better. We can look at others and say, oh man, they got it so easy. If you're looking at someone who's got it so easy, don't do that. Rejoice with them. Because you don't know what they've done to get to where they are. Oh, sure, someone could have died and left them a fortune. That's none of your business. They could have worked hard for that. Most do. I always wish that when my parents died, they'd leave me a fortune. My parents, when they died, they left me a wealth of experience. That's about it. Gifts are God-given. You ever wonder why you're good at something? You never earned it, but you got to develop it. There's some people are good at fixing things. Some people are good with people. It's not because you've earned that. It's God-given, but you've got to develop that and let it become bigger within your life. You put it together through the process of diligence. You keep moving forward. Yesterday, my usually run on a Saturday is I just take it a bit easy. And I like to visit a place called, it's got those golden signs out the front. McDonald's. Keep forgetting it. Their food's really good these days. And then I go to Bunnings. That's my routine on a Saturday. So I went to Bunnings yesterday. I had to buy some stain. I want to stain some fence. And I walked into the paint shop and there was this lady. She was a really lovely lady. But she didn't have a clue what I was talking about. And sometimes I don't blame them. I blame me. I didn't explain it right. But today, that day I was right. I knew what I was talking about. And she said, I'll get someone to help you. And she was really nice. And then I said, what are you doing here? And she says, I'm a manager of a finance company in New South Wales. And she says, I just want to try something different. So I've taken a month off work and just trying myself at volunteering, just seeing where my next career path may take me because I'm just not satisfied. Isn't that interesting? And hearing that, then I was going to speak what I'm going to speak today. I just kind of thought, I wonder how many people are out there in the workplace. They're not satisfied. But if they could just find a place to serve in the house of God, it could bring fulfillment to their life. 2 Timothy 1:14 reads like this. That good thing which is committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. The good thing is the Holy Spirit, but also the good thing is the gift of God. The gift, the talent that is placed within you. What are you to do? You are to guard it. Guard the deposit. You know, some people don't know why they're funny. I remember when I first got serious about preaching, I'd get up there and I'd just be preaching and people would start to laugh and I'd just... I'm not trying to be funny. I'm actually trying to be serious. But it gives, and some people don't know why they're funny or whatever, but or some people don't know why they're good at what they're good at, like administration or accounts or just the way they think or the way they put life out there, the way they respond to life. They don't know why it is they're good at such a thing like that. But it's God-given and we need to develop it. You know, to God be the glory, but we need to develop it. Some of you don't know why people come up to you and they may not even know you that well, but they start to talk to you about their problems. Why do people do that? It's because there's a gift in your life that you need to develop. It's not the gift of gossip where you can talk about what they said to you, but it's a gift of wisdom that you can respond to them in an appropriate way. And just some people come to you and they're just saying, I don't know why they come. It's a gift on your life that you need to manage well and develop because God has given it to you. There's other people that just love to come over to your home. And you don't know why people love to come over to your home. Maybe there's a gift of hospitality on your life. But when they come home, when they come to your life and you've got a gift of hospitality, you still got to do something. You still got to put a cake in the oven or make a pizza or something like that. You know, there's always the God-given aspect and our responsibility. Sometimes we expect the product without the payment of diligence. Be honest with you, I just wish I could get up here every week and didn't have to prepare, didn't have to pray, didn't have to think. It would just kind of happen. But it's God's gift with your effort and diligence that brings out the God gift in your life. It's like a guy who bought a block of land. It was overgrown. It was blackberry bushes. Blackberry bushes, I just think they're beautiful. You can pick blackberries. But if you've got them on your property and they've gone wild, they are a curse. And so this guy, he just had this overgrown, had blackberry trees. He had rubbish all over the place. So he cuts the trees. He cuts the blackberries. He cuts the grass down. He digs out the weeds. He plants trees. He waters. He works hard. He puts retainer walls in. He puts pools in. He puts aviaries in. And the place came up absolutely perfect. Then someone comes and has a look at the property and they said, oh, wow, this is so amazing. God has blessed you with such a great property. Then the man pauses and he looked at the guy and he says, you would have seen this when God had it all to himself. What am I saying? Hey, we need to add diligence. If we don't add the diligence, the gift is not developed. Or the gift that was developed begins to get old and it's not as polished as it used to be and we lose our timing and we lose the grunt that gift used to have. You see, you've got the field. We are the field. The gift is hidden in our humanity. You got to dig and reach your destiny. We want to reach high. And I used to pray, God, get me to where I need to go. And I knew what I was praying, but there's one aspect that I kept on missing, that I've got to make the most of where I'm at if God's going to lift me to where I need to go or where I dream to go in life. We must dig for it. You know, people say, oh, your sermons, you know, you've been preaching in the one church for 35 years. How come you can come up with different material? I want to tell you, it's hard work. Sometimes I say, oh, man, I've got to do this again. So I've got 35 years experience that I can drag on, but to actually get a message like this together, it takes about 9.5 hours a week to do something like this. What am I saying this for? Is it doesn't matter how gifted you are, you've still got to dig. It doesn't matter how gifted you are in life or how gifted you want to become, you've got to add the diligence. And the good news is we get to grow in our gift. We get to sharpen it. And here's a question. Have you read anything lately that has anything to do with your gifting, your call, or your job? Have you looked at something that can make you 5% better, just 3% better, that can make you a bit sharper? Have you got with anybody recently that's a bit further ahead in life than you and you've asked them the difficult questions of how did you get to where you've got in life? Have you talked to someone if you're newly married? Have you talked to someone that, like Joe and Sadie that have been married for 28 years or Robo's here? 24 years? Have you talked to them? Or if you've talked to Chris Colantomi that's been married for 55 years? Have you got with people and asked some intelligent questions? Have you seen someone that's a bit further ahead in you in your career or serving aspects? Have you got with them and asked them how they've done it? I get surprised at the questions that don't get asked. I'm not trying to beat you. I'm just trying to challenge you. Hallelujah. Let me just finish off with this. I just want to annoy you for a few moments. You still love me? Okay. Here it is. David didn't play the harp to the king because he loved God. Oh, I'll just love God and it'll be all good. I've got a heart that's right and that kind of stuff. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Who's ever kind of had a conversation with someone? They're carrying stupid, but you say they've got a good heart. No one? Okay. People used to say that about me. John's a bit of an idiot, but he's got a good heart. Just trying to give you hope. David didn't play the harp because he loved God. It was because he was good at playing the harp. David didn't get the opportunity to play before the king just because he loved God. It was because he was good at it. And sometimes we give God the leftovers in our gift, in our talent. But not only to love God, we need to love God. Don't get me wrong, I love God. But also we've got to love God in a way that we are diligent so that His goodness and His gifting can flow through your life, that others can see God through you. You see, the question that King Saul asked, he didn't say, who can pray? He said, who can play? Now, hear me, prayer is good. Who needs to pray more? We need to pray more, and because it makes our gift come out more. But when Saul was asking for someone to create music, Saul wasn't thinking, does he love God? Or does he pray? No, I just want someone who plays good music. Listen to this, verse 17 of 1 Samuel 16. And Saul said to his servants, provide me now a man who can play well and bring him to me. And the servant answered and said, Lord, I have seen the son of Jesse, a Bethlehemite, who is skillful. I've seen it. He's mighty in valor. I've seen that. He's a man of war. I've seen that. He's prudent in speech. He's wise. He's handsome person. And the Lord is with him. The last thing mentioned was God was with him. And they really didn't have to mention it, but they did mention it because it was obvious that God was with him because he was so good at what he did. And I just want to encourage us. I don't think the Bible asks you for excellence. Sorry, it doesn't ask you for perfection. He asks you to use what you've got to the best. And I'm not going to finish this message today. I'm going to let it run for another week or so. And I want to talk to you about having a commitment to excellence. I want to have a talk which is not perfection. I want to talk about your uniqueness. And I want to speak about experience. But today, I just pray that as we've delivered this word for us here and those who are online and those that are watching in the few months to come, that we understand today that God's gifted each one of us. You are so unique. And if you're going to a time and season in your life where you just feel like, man, this gifting is coming to an end, I want to tell you, God gives gifts. So whatever season you're in, God will re-gift you. He'll recalibrate you for a new season. There's always gifts that need to be developed within your life. Thank God that He loves us, but also thank God that He's put uniqueness and giftings within our life that bless us and bless so many people around us. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,
thank you for listening to this life transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.